Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.
If you're a big fan of X Factor, let's be honest, who isn't? Then we're going to find out all the backstage details, because at the weekend, James McDonald, bus driver from Nottingham, stood in front of the judges, and Gary Barlow. I mean, can we just blame Barlow? I mean, it's hard for me to slate Barlow because you know I'm a big fan. But...
Yeah, but it's the opinion that everybody wants, Amy. Well, let's say a quick hello, James.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for coming to join us on the show. If you missed this, this is James's audition on X Factor on Sunday.
But you see the pictures, but you don't know their names. Cause love is a near.
I
can't do this by myself. All of these problems, they're all in your head.
My first question is, you hear, is that one of your mates go, go on, James?
That's yeah.
Somebody you work with or one of your mates?
Guy from the football team I play with.
Okay. As soon as he said that, my wife burst into tears because you could see the passion in his face. And it was a fabulous audition. We thought it was absolutely brilliant, didn't we?
You were robbed, James. You were robbed.
I feel I was robbed as well.
You were.
And then all four judges just said no.
No, Nicole said yes.
Oh, Nicole said yes.
Yeah. Oh. Bless her. I got a nice little tweet off Nicole afterwards, which was nice.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
There you go.
Go on.
So, James, was it your idea to go on X Factor, or how long have you been thinking about it? Because how old are you?
I'm 25.
So have you always sung and thought, right, I'm going to do this one day, or did all your mates tell you to?
I've sung since I was at school, really, and decided that I was going to go for the X Factor when it first came out, when Steve Broxton won it.
Wow.
Who's he? And that was, 10 years ago? And I've just tried it not every year, but a lot of years since.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So this was the first year that obviously you got on. And talk us through briefly through the audition stage when you first... Because we see the queues of people outside in the heat and think, oh, God, they've been there for hours. How long have you been there for on your first ever day on X Factor?
The first day on X Factor, you're there for... Well, we turned up at about 6:15 and we didn't actually get into the arena until... 12:30, 1:00.
Right.
Mm. So how many stages are there until you're literally in front of the celebrity judges? Because I imagine there's producers and all sorts of people
until you get there. You get a one-on-one audition with a singing coach or someone on the show.
Wow.
You then get one in front of a producer and a singing coach, and then it goes up to an executive producer with a panel that they've got, and then it's onto the judges if you make it there. Between that stage there's a phone call that you've got to wait for that may or may not even come.
Wow. Do you know what's funny about that? You know the people that are ridiculous and they're clearly there because they're just mocking them. Yeah. They go through all that process.
They do.
So it just shows, you know, that it is very much a TV show for entertainment, isn't it? Because it's not like, oh, this is the first time we've seen them.
Very true.
They're stupid.
Yeah. It's hard to bite your tongue when you're watching it with someone and someone's turned around and gone, who's told them they can sing? And I'm going, the X Factor have told them they can sing.
Well, yeah, it's true. Of course they have. They've put them through three stages already. So then you go into the room with Gary, Mark, Luke and John. And what happens then? How long are you in there for?
My first audition, I was in there for about, 5 minutes?
Right.
Yeah, so...
Just 5 minutes?
Yeah, they ask you a bit about yourself, a bit of background, and then they ask you to sing your song. But yeah, mine was about between 5 and 10 minutes.
And that was the stage they showed on Saturday, of course. And then after that, so that's when they all absolutely loved you, thought you were the best thing to have walked the planet. And then they put you through to Sunday. And this is what Gary Barlow said on Sunday about James.
Gary? James, I've got to be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed in that today. I thought you had a lot more to bring from that last audition. Your voice sounded a little bit limited and very generic.
Oh, what is he talking? I mean, did you agree with him at any stage, or do you think you nailed it?
On the day, I agreed with pretty much everything. I didn't think I had a great audition at all on the day.
Right.
But hearing it back, I don't think it was too bad an audition as it made out at all. So
it was brilliant. I've got a theory on this.
Go on.
And I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble, slanderous or whatever. I don't know. Our lawyers will be listening to this going, what are you saying? I think Gary Barlow is smashed.
He does sound, yeah.
Listen once again.
Gary? James, I've got to be honest. I'm a little bit disappointed in that today.
A little bit disappointed.
A little bit.
He does, doesn't he? Exactly.
Gary.
All right. Now, James, the reason you're in, of course, is to talk about your X Factor auditions, but also to perform with Dangerous Dave. Have you? I mean, Dave is sat next to you now.
Hi, James.
Hi. Are you all right, Dave?
Yeah.
Gary Barlow may have said no, but I'm going to say yes this morning.
Oh, wow. You've not got any power. we said James could do it yesterday.
All right, James, you're going to perform the birthday song with Dave today. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay. That's just after 7:30. Grab yourself a coffee, mate. Here's Justin Timberlake now. It's 7:12.
Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.